Today's daf Maseches Eiruvin daf Samechei. Since we learned in yesterday's daf about drinking wine and halachos regarding tefillah, davening while intoxicated and giving psak halacha or undoing a vow, today we have an Amud Aleph of discussions about a person who made business deals while intoxicated, or for that matter, transgressed a prohibition whose punishment is execution or lashes. These are all considered carried out. This person is considered, is seen as sober, even though he's not, and is responsible for his or her actions. Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha in two places. One is in Evan Ezer, Chelek Evan Ezer, Simon Mem Dalet, Siv Gimel, and also Choshen Mishpat, Simon Reish Lamed Hei, Siv Chav Beis, and adds that a marriage or divorce enacted while intoxicated is also legitimized in halacha. But in all the above, drunkenness on the level of Lot, person gets the level of Lot. As we know, Lot, when he came out of his city after it was destroyed, had a lot to drink, and he became quite intoxicated. So a person who gets to that level, is literally not in control or understanding of any actions he's doing, that causes the person's actions to be of no consequence. That's already quite an extreme. With all this, later in the Amud, the Gemara cites a number of potentially positive effects of wine, such as providing settling and relaxing of the mind, comforting mourners, and blessing in one's home. On the heels of this, and just before the Gemara returns back to Hilchos Eiruvin, we have the teaching of Rabbi Eli, where he teaches B'shosha Dvarim Adam Nikar, a person is recognized in three areas, Bekoso, Bekiso, Bekaso, with his cup, with his pouch, with his money pouch, and with his anger. Yesh Omrim, Amrile, Af Besachko, even with his laughter, as we'll see in a moment. So let's go through this. His cup refers to what a person is like when they drink, what they choose to do, or how they act, how they behave when they drink. A money pouch is a reference to how a person spends their money. Anger, Rashi says, this is about how a person conducts themselves when angry. So it's a beautiful idea in Rabbi Elazar Breidowitz's drasha on Purim. His drasha on Purim is from Tafshin Ayin Ches 5778. All these points are true in general in revealing who we are, he says. Koso, Kiso, and Kaso, but Purim is a day where all four points are brought out. Of course, earlier in our Gemara, we had the quote of Nichnas Yain Yatza Sod, when wine goes in, the secrets come out. Yain being the number 70 in Gematria, Yud, Yud, 10 and 10 and 50 is 70, same as the word Sod adds up to the number 70 secret. Samach is 60, the Vav and the Dal together make another 10, gets us to 70. The goal of wine is to bring out the depths of a person. We also have Matanos Levyonim on the day of Purim. Incredible charity given, showing the compassion of the person. Kaso, for anger, there's a writer that suggests one different point as follows. Everyone is angry at someone. Some are angry at the true enemies of the Jewish people who seek our destruction, and they love the tzaddikim, while others reserve their anger for the tzaddikim, but for our enemies they show understanding, compassion, and totally buy their story. So the Tosos to Maseches Megillah and Dav Zayin brings the Yerushalmi Megillah, which has different words for the song that we sing, Shoshanas Yaakov, we sing on Purim. So we say the words, Arur Haman, Baruch Mordechai Yehudi, Arur HaZeresh, and Baruch HaEstel. The other Nusach, says Tosos, is Arurim Kol Rishayim, Baruchim Kol Yehudim. More in a general sense, so which we don't have this, but we do have, some have the words Arurim Kol Rishayim, Beruchim Kol Tzadikim. When the point is, as Rabbi Breidowitz, is that we should generalize and not be specific on people. So again, even on Purim, we show our true colors, who we love versus who we hate. So when we sing that song, there is such an idea. Finally, laughter on Purim can go in either direction. It could be for good spirit, or it can be used to cut people down. So in Purim, we're trying to reveal the deepest parts of our characters. What about the rest of the years? Yaakov Moshe Charlap writes in Sefer Meimarim on Purim, page Kuf Lamed Vav, says, Purim hu yomis galus pnimius ritzonam shel Yisrael. It's the day that the deepest will of the people come out. V'kol ha'shana hi achana l'Purim. And the rest of the year is a preparation for Purim. So he explains there that on Purim, what is really hidden, what's really buried in the depths of a person's soul, that rises to the surface in Purim and emerges in are manifest in one's body and actions. And from there, a greater inner essence is absorbed. So each year it goes deeper and deeper, and that gets revealed each year in Purim. It's quite poetic and deep. Expect nothing less from Cook's main student, but there's a great point here. Yes, we can uncover certain deep parts of ourselves in Purim, but in each of these areas, we have the year, the whole year, to prepare to be raised to a higher level when it eventually comes to the holy day of Purim.